Hello, family and friends. I'm honored today to have with me my good friend Mitch Garber from the Paducah, Kentucky area. We gave a little hint in the previous podcast with Cameron that we were going to have one of our mutual friends on the podcast. So, Mitch, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an honor. And Mitch is originally from New Orleans, or New Orleans, whichever way you want to pronounce it, and the Houston areas. So he's got a diverse background and now in Western Kentucky. And Mitch has two boys, 8 and 4, so he's got a lot of fun with those boys. And then one side topic, Mitch is a pretty darn good hockey player and still thinks he's young enough to play.
And have all my teeth.
And has all his teeth, looks good, has a good smile. But, well, Father, we come today ready to receive from Mitch's testimony, Father. We're so thankful that you're a saving God, that you saved Mitch and I and so many others from a burning hell, Father. We just thank you that your desire is for all men to be saved. And, Father, I thank you for people that are touched by Mitch's testimony, that maybe have never had a personal relationship with Jesus, that they would see you with your arms wide open, ready to welcome them in, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Mitch, I'm going to kick it over to you to kind of give your testimony.
Absolutely. Well, as you'd stated earlier, I'm from originally New Orleans, and I grew up in a very religious, non-denominational household. I'm the oldest of three, and the church that I went to, I also had a small private school, about 12 people in my graduating class. They had chapel every morning before school started, and I went to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And got baptized whenever I was 8 years old, May of 94. And we were very much involved in the church. And growing up, I'd always believed that I knew that I was a Christian. And I felt that in my heart that I was a Christian. I am familiar with God. I knew God. I loved and respected him. But I never truly invited him into my heart.
Okay.
And perhaps I did when I was young. But whenever I moved to Houston, the circumstances changed. I went to a public school, very large school, just kind of lost in the shuffle. I didn't go to church regularly with my family, and that eventually just had me just drift away from God and being close with him. And that translated to college and my years in my 20s. Ended up having a child and then getting married, and she's originally from Western Kentucky, so that's how I ended up in Kentucky and meeting all these fine folks.
Yeah.
And it was very clear, especially in hindsight, that my marriage did not have God in it. It did not have kindness and forgiveness and patience and a lot of the things that the Bible suggests to the individual, not even necessarily to the marriage. And after I was divorced, it was a very difficult divorce for me, and I had a lot of trouble just getting through it, getting past it. I'm from New Orleans. I'm from Houston. All of my friends and my family are there, and I'd only been in Paducah for 4 years whenever I found out she was having an affair, and so I didn't have any deep friends that I could really rely on locally. And so I was very alone, and it was a very difficult time for me, and I sought satisfaction in things that were worldly and created a greater void. And didn't know what to do. I started just getting on my phone and just scrolling on social media just to do stuff. And again, I always considered myself a Christian. I wasn't going to church. And I would see a scripture being read, or I would see somebody talking about God, and I was quick to scroll away just out of shame. And it just clicked one day, there's something wrong there. So I started watching those videos, and I started liking them so I would get fed more of God. And there wasn't a moment, but it was just so much God, that was just being filled with the social media. And I grew up in a Christian home, so I had a Bible at the house. And it looks old and worn, and it is, but not from use. So started breaking it in. I got saved over time and just hugged the Bible and just rubbed it on me. And I just felt the glory and the presence of God just consume me. And, you know, I wasn't completely and totally healed from the damage that was done, but a huge, incredible weight had been lifted. I was able to think and sleep and work and gain weight. I'd lost a lot of weight very quickly after I'd gotten divorced, before I'd even got divorced. And him, he just saved me in a way that I just can only repay him by working as hard as I can to thank him with my actions, thoughts, and words. And man, just God is so good. He has been so good to me. And translating that love for my Father in heaven to my children, I'm bringing them to church all the time. I've got a Bible that is at my nightstand. My son that sleeps with me pretty regularly, he's got his children's Bible. We read it almost every night when we go to bed. I'm praying for them. I used to sing them songs all the time. Sometimes I do before they go to sleep, but they really prefer prayers. And I mean, I'm praying for them, for their past, their present, their future, for the sins of the Father to not be cast down to the sons. I love them so much, and I know that God loves me infinitely more. Amen. And I see on social media a lot of different things that a lot of individuals that just go to church don't see. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so I do what I can to not shelter them, but educate them. This is what happens in the world, and this is what God is about. This is how you come through the other side a better man. God doesn't give you patience. He doesn't give you kindness. He gives you moments to practice patience, moments to be kind. And that is what I've learned very quickly, and that's what I'm trying to teach and instill in my children, among many, many other things. But just God has been so good, and I've been so fortunate that I'm able to work with so many individuals that believe in God. And again, I didn't have a big group of people that were close friends that I could lean on, but I had a lot of colleagues that are true believers in Christ. And I mean, I remember calling you, Greg, at 3:30 in the morning because I couldn't sleep, crying, begging for you to pray for me. And you called, you were, I don't know if you're up at 3:30 or if God woke you up to pray for me at 3:30. But I mean, I'll never forget that. I'm forever thankful that you know, ministered to me whenever I needed it, whether I thought that I did or I didn't. I'm just so thankful, and I thank him every day.
Amen. Well, you mentioned, you were talking a little bit earlier off the air too about, you know, your example about the fathers and the home. You want to share a little bit about that before we shut down for the day?
Yeah. So we were talking about off the air that, you know, again, I dive deep into kind of the social media and educate myself best I can. And the statistics around a father bringing his children, leading his children in the church, it's above 90% for them to continue to follow in their father's footsteps, where it is substantially lower, teens and lower statistically for the mother to lead the house. Again, you know, she doesn't go to church, at least not on any type of a regular basis. So I want to lead my children. If I love them, if I truly love them, and I truly want the best for them, you know, you have to make sacrifices. And I mean, I don't consider going to church a sacrifice, but it's a blessing that I have, that I'm able to know the Father, and I want to bless my children with the gift that I've received from him. Amen. I want my children to be surrounded by men of God. I want to surround myself by men of God. I ask for things that I know will make it difficult for me in the short term that will yield exponentially better for me as I grow.
Amen. Well, Mitch, we're out of time for today. It was excellent testimony. Looking forward to tomorrow, getting a little bit more detail in your life now. If you would pray for our listeners, please.
Absolutely. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to get to know you and grow in you. Help the ones that you touch to touch others and have them be educated and blessed by the knowledge of you and having you come into their hearts, Lord God. Thank you again for everything that you do and continue to do for us. Amen.
Amen. Well, Mitch, looking forward to tomorrow. And you can contact Mitch through our ministry. We can get you hooked up. And you can do that at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.